T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jonesy, where do we work to do the Flyers games?
NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Yes, we do. And who else works there? More important than us.
My favorite guy.
That would be Mr. Derek Gunn. Good morning, Gunner.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing just great, Gunner. We're doing just great.
Better because... than you.
Yeah.
We believe...
Please, let us have a moment of silence.
Gunner, for those that don't know, in addition to all
from
the
Wisconsin.
Philadelphia stuff, Wisconsin and, you know, Cheesehead. I guess we can look at that. Aaron Rodgers goes down. The first reaction I had and everybody had was the Eagles, whether you want to say it's wrong to think this way or not, the Eagles, the path just became a whole lot easier for the Eagles.
You know what? I don't know a whole lot easier, but definitely easier. When you look at the way this season has unfolded across the board in the league and you look at the volume of primetime players who have been dropping left and right every week. When your team steps on the field, you hold your breath and cross your fingers that they get off the field just as healthy as they went on the field, because these injury numbers have been incredibly shocking this year, more so than any other year in recent years I can remember.
Well, the Giants lost their whole team in one.
And isn't that something? I mean, you know, they have nobody in offense. The defense is nicked up. And they go into one of the toughest places in the NFL, and they just roll right through Denver like a buzzsaw. Well, you know, McAdoo finally gives up the play calling, and the offense looked a little different. You know, the Giants were the worst rushing team in the league. Denver had the best run defense in the league, and the Giants run for well over 100 yards against Denver's defense in Denver. So it's like the league has been crazy this year, very unpredictable. That's why I'm not a betting man. If I was a betting man, I'd be broke.
Well, but you are a man who watches the entire league, and if I asked you for a vote right now this morning as I do power rankings, who's 1, 2, 3 in the league?
I'd have to say in the league, I would have to say Kansas City still 1. I would say the Eagles now number 2, and I would say number 3, it to me is a toss-up because you have so many even teams across the board, so many question marks. I'd say you could put a number of teams at number 3, but I would say right now Kansas City, then the Eagles.
And the Eagles. And the question marks, Gunner, with the Eagles seem to be getting less and less. In fact, if it all works out, their defensive backfield with people getting healthy, and you may be able to use your first-round pick if it looks like you're actually going to be able to make a real run in the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, we're still waiting to find out exactly what Sidney Jones' situation is, but, you know, eventually Ronald Darby's going to come back. And you can't say enough about the way these young kids have stepped in there. Rasul Douglas and these kids have stepped in there and held their own. They've made some big plays. They've given up some plays, but that's okay because their front seven has put so much pressure on the quarterback. They've been stellar against the run up front. The offensive line has been opening holes in the run game. And Carson Wentz has been steady, efficient from day one. And wide receivers, you know, Nelson Aguilar has been reborn. So all of this is adding up to nothing but positive for the Eagles right now. If they can get a little bit healthier on that back end of the defense, definitely. I don't think there's anybody that can stop them in the NFC now.
Gunner, what's the difference between Michael Kendricks last year and Michael Kendricks this year?
More playing time, basically.
Is that it?
More playing time. And, you know, I think a year further along in Jim Schwartz's defense, and it has really shown in Michael's overall play in terms of blitzing when called, putting pressure on the quarterback, defending the run, and coming up and help the front four guys in terms of stuffing a run along the line of scrimmage. You know, Michael Kendricks has always been one of the more athletic linebackers that I've seen in the league recently. He was just inconsistent, and Michael would be the first one to admit that to you. But, you know, he was only playing 27% of the snaps last year. Now he's playing more snaps now, and, of course, you know, Jordan Hicks, we don't know where Jordan Hicks right now is in terms of health. So, you know, with that happening and it all adding up, Michael Kendricks has been a much more effective linebacker in Jim Schwartz's system this year.
And he's been more effective without, I mean, last year, wasn't he plagued by hamstring injuries most of the year?
Yeah.
Like that never seemed
and
to get better.
In the beginning of the year, yeah. In the beginning of the year, and it just never got back to 100% Rhea. And then as Jim Schwartz said, you know, a lot of teams went to a lot more passing, you know, three wideout situations, and they felt that Nigel Bradham and Jordan Hicks were better suited for what they needed and their particular coverages at that time. But Michael Kendricks definitely has earned more playing time than starting the show.
Is there any team in the I'll ask about Washington and Dallas that you think really will challenge the Eagles for this top spot?
I think you'd have to keep a close eye on Washington. A defense, the way they're playing right now, they're a much better defense with Josh Norman on the field. But, you know, I look at the way their defense is playing overall now compared to week one against the Eagles. You know, DJ Swearingen on the back end of that defense is one of the harder hitting safeties in the game. And I just think they're playing, although they almost lost that game to San Francisco yesterday, I think the Redskins, any sport, Al, as you know, it doesn't make a difference how good or how bad some teams are. Some teams just seem to have other teams' numbers or a thorn in other teams' side. And for the last couple of years, Washington has been that thorn in the Eagles' side. Now, granted, this is a much different Eagles team we're looking at right now, but that's why I can't wait to see this rematch come Monday night to see just exactly how improved the Redskins are compared to how much more improved these Eagles are. And, of course, the Eagles are going to be more well-rested coming off of this extended time off. And that's going to be a huge matchup on Monday night.
I'm real curious about the relationship with the team and its head coach, who it looks like everybody circled the wagons around him when there was some early criticism. Is it like that on that team? It seems like a very, very close team. Just looking from afar and what I see from simple things like celebrations to body language on the sideline, the relationship between that coach and that team, is it as strong as it appears?
Absolutely. And basically Doug Peterson is the anti-Chip Kelly. you know, these guys love playing for Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson treats them like grown men, knows when to back off on them, knows when to press them. And they can talk to Doug. And that's something they didn't have in the previous regime. So absolutely. And these guys just enjoy playing with each other. You know, you always wonder coming in, how are the changes fit in with the guys who were holdovers from last year? There's not a me guy in that locker room right now. Everybody is about everybody else. The older guys are helping the young guys as much as possible. The young guys are stepping up and filling the void when they have to. I think this is a very, very cohesive unit right now. And, of course, Al, when you win, everybody's happy, right?
Yeah.
That's right. There's no knocks on the door from Jim Schwartz about that head coaching spot, for sure. The thing that surprised me the most is most of these free agents, I mean, you can make the argument for Chance Warmack, are working out. Is that a surprise to you?
No, you know, I thought it would take a little time for it to get in step. It took Nelson Aguilar, it took Alshon Jeffrey a little bit to get in step, you know, and that's understandable. You know, it's one thing to go through training camp practices and preseason games, but it's another thing when you hit the ground running and the bullets are flying for real. And I think, you know, we've chastised Howie Roseman for how many years now about overpriced free agents he brought in that just didn't work out. I think Howie and Joe Douglas finally got it right with this collection of players they brought in this year.
Well, he already won a game with a kicker by bringing some.
That's true.
I mean, think about it. You know, they get a kicker that Cincinnati let go, and you're wondering, okay, he's only a temporary fix. Now I wonder if Cale Sturgis is ever going to get his job back, because this kid Elliott is. It's like, where did this kid come from? And you look at his credentials when he came out of Memphis, and they were stellar. But he couldn't land. He couldn't stick in the NFL, and that happens with kickers. I get that. But, you know, kudos to Howie Roseman for finding this kid when they were in dire straits, and this kid has been lights out since they brought him here to Philadelphia.
I'm a little curious about the Sidney Jones thing. Does the game plan change if the team's fortunes look brighter for this season?
In terms of what?
In terms of playing him. Coming back. In other words, it looked like it was logical. Let's not push anything. Give him the season. But I don't think anybody really thought they had a chance to win a Super Bowl, to go that deep. Do you think the changes on whether they'd use this season or not? Because the team, it looks like they've got a real shot here.
Al, everybody's body heals differently. You know, I was told in training camp that basically Sidney Jones would not be playing in 2017, and we're still waiting to see. But, you know, when you look at the way these guys are played on the back end of the defense, yes, do they give up a lot of passing yards at time? Yeah. They give up a few big plays here and there? Yeah. But these kids battle. So, again, and that's why I understand why the Eagles are abiding by what they're saying now. There's no need to rush him back. You know, and, you know, I would say right now, Al, let this kid continue to rehab at his pace. Let him get, you know, stronger and stronger each and every week. But there's no need to press him right now. They're not in, you know, they're not in a situation where they've lost two or three, you know, cornerbacks out there now. They're stabilized at their position right now. The whole defensive unit is playing well as a unit. Who knows? Eventually we might see this kid down the road, week 11, week 12, but I still say there's no need to push him to come back now.
And finally, the what everybody mentions, the run pass ratio thing. Is this now is this issue gone? Is it now defined that this is going to be a team with a much more balanced run pass thing?
And I think so. You know, and you know, we always talk about the NFL being a pass happy league, but when you look at a lot of teams across the board who are having success out there, teams like the Rams, teams like Atlanta, obviously the Pittsburghs, you're finding a much more balanced attack. And those are the teams that are winning. And now we're seeing the Eagles do that consistently over the last 3 to 4 weeks. And when you have a running game, a steady running game, it takes so much pressure off the quarterback. It helps your play action out so much more. So hopefully Doug stays true to form and keeps that running game going. And, of course, it's all predicated by the offensive line staying healthy up front. If all of those things fall in place, this Eagles team is going to be that much more predictable offensively and more effectively as well.
All right, and I would like you to go back to NBC Sports Philadelphia and tell them that you did an interview and were not asked about Carson Wentz.
First time ever.
You know what might happen? I get to the office and, why weren't you talking about Carson Wentz?
All right, Gunner, thanks for the info and sorry about your quarterback.
That's all right, man. You know what happens. You guys have a great day, and thank you.
All right. Thanks,
Gunner.
Thanks, Derek.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.